Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So about maybe half after or so, we're going to be going to the Lightship to do some healings with you. And you'll be there physically out of time. You're still going to be here physically. But when you're not here, you're there. That's the easiest way to put it. So you may be able to see light beings on the Lightship. This is the same lightship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings and teachings of ascension. And the same information is true today as it was back then, which is basically you need to connect to your spirit inside of you. Don't pray to false gods. Don't pray outside of yourself. And stay heart connected. And like what he was doing with cleaning out people's bodies, their genetic energies that make up your physical body, your cellular memory, traumas, negativity, etc. So you want to get that out of you. This is the gift that your ancestors gave you. And that's translated in today's New Age thought as your learning lessons. So those you want to get released from you so you can be out of judgment to do the ascension process. So Sylvia, our co-host, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, I'm here, and hello, and welcome everyone to Saturday night. So like Ron said, the Lightship is here. If you're on the fast chat right now, you can see where he was typing in earlier, talking about the Lightship being here once every 2,000 years for the Ascension and the fact that time is short and things are happening. So this is this radio program is devoted to helping all of the listeners to connect to their own divinity within themselves, and to learn more about the ascension process. So if you have questions about that, please go ahead and type things in on the fast chat. That would be very easy to do. If you haven't done that before, just go on to the Creation Lightship page and scroll down below the light being picture, and you'll see a little link that says BBS Fast Chat, and you can just click on that, and you'll be able to ask whatever questions you like, and we'll try to get to as many as we can before we go to the Lightship. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, to get everyone started and get us all nice and heart-centered before we go on with our discussion.
Yeah, so first take out entities out of people. And we do this on almost all the shows. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. They could be your relatives even. That's this emotional body could be with you, and it can be other, you know, hundreds, not thousands of beings that are with you, these emotional bodies of people that have a consciousness that come into you and kind of play with your body. So anyway, we're going to take as much as we can out of you right now. We're going to start working on you. This takes about a minute to do. So just sit back and relax. If you want to have your spirit help out, you can. It'll do it anyway, but you can request, you know, talk to your heart and have your spirit start to help push these entities out of you that are taking up space. And they only come into you because you're not fully home in your body all the way. So if you're 100% in your body, you will not have any entities whatsoever. If you're 50% in, you're going to have half entities and half your spirit. So it's up to you to hold that spiritual integrity of who you are. And it's very important to get these out of you because they'll bring in addictions, bring in traumas, bring in their life to you, just like a movie, and then act it out and have you act out the movie like a marionette or like a puppet, and they're the marionette, excuse me. So you want to definitely get them out of you. Right now we're working up your legs right now, going up to your hips, waist area, solar plexus. Now we're going up to your shoulders, neck, and head. So you may feel energy changing inside of your body a little bit. Some people feel energy, some do not. And that's not a prerequisite for healing. So if you do feel, that's great. If you don't, it's still working anyway. Okay, that feels pretty good. So now we're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. And again, your spirit that's with you, the parts of you that are with you, could be a low percentage, we'll say 10%. It's still going to help do this process. It could be 80%. It depends where you are, how much work you've done on yourself, to bring back and collect the parts of you that left in the trauma, pain, and fear, and we'll say anxiety that you've experienced. Anything that's not love energy is how your spirit leaves you. So if you don't experience being in neutral, being in the observation mode, having discernment naturally, but if you get into judgment, then your spirit can't live there, and it's out of your body. So people who criticize other people a lot, people who are in heavy judgment of themselves or others, their spirit is not going to be home all the time because your spirit cannot handle that low vibration of frequencies in your body. So it only deals with love energy. This is why you want to always be very centered emotionally. This is why we do the emotional clearing for people. So here we go. We're going to bring more of yourself back to your body. And I'll count to 10. We have to command the energy back into you. It just won't come in on its own by asking it normally. So you have to do a command to bring it back. Remember, all the thoughts that you have, and there's lots of them that you have during a day, if those thoughts actually interacted with you on a conscious level, with your spirit would be going crazy trying to do all these little things for you. And so basically, when you command it to do something, you're like rattling this cage, we'll say, and it has to come in and actually do what you're asking it to do because you're now in control of the energy. Other than that, it just kind of sits back and relaxes and waits for you to really command it to do what you wish to have it done with you. So here we go, coming into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do a chakra alignment. This will take a couple of minutes here. So go to your heart center. Remember, the chakras get out of alignment through psychic attack, which is mind energy. So when you think of somebody, you're connecting to them. And if that person happens to be, we'll say, an energy vampire, and you're dealing with them on a heart-based level, then all of a sudden you're going to be losing your heart energy. So your chakra is going to turn sideways, up and down, or whatever, to eliminate that connection as much as it can. And if somebody tries to connect to you energetically, then your chakras are also going to turn. So here we go, moving your heart center around so it's positioned properly in your body. And you want them positioned properly so you can have more healing energy coming into your body. Otherwise, you're going to be losing your life force energy throughout your whole energetic system and the invisible bodies that make up your physical body. So heart center is fine. Throat chakra good. Third eye good. Going down now below the heart, power chakra good. And second chakra good. And first chakra. We'll do an opening now if you wish. I'm going to go to your heart center first, where your spirit resides, and here we go. We're going to do an opening. I'll use the word spin to expand the energy, so here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And now again, going down below the heart, power chakra, solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, your creativity. Spin, 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 open. First chakra, base of your tailbone. Spin, 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 open. Great. Okay, I'm going to do the mind to heart drop. Now, this is going to take your mental body, your awakening consciousness, your ego, whatever word you want to use there, the thoughts that you think with. We're going to drop that into your heart center. So think of an elevator, 10th floor is, say, your forehead, where your thoughts come from, and your first floor is your heart itself. So we're going from your forehead down to your heart, bringing this energy down. So this is so you can be more heart-centered coming down. So think of an elevator dropping, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just kind of stay there in your heart now. see how it feels. Do a body scan. You should feel like your thoughts are coming from your heart area, from your chest cavity. If you don't feel it there, then you're not in the heart center, so you want to drop yourself down again. And you can do this exercise whenever you choose to. And you should do it probably 3 times a day at least, so that you can actually be more heart-centered and be out of judgment. So, Sylvia, we'll turn it back over to you. And are you
okay,
having a
well
good
that...
time in Mount Shasta tonight?
What's that?
You having a good time in Mount Shasta?
Yeah, it's really great. We had rain here for the first time in months, and it's just wonderful. So the energy is very nice, and the air is very fresh, so that's great. So let's talk a little bit more about what you were talking about at the beginning of the hour about getting into the observation mode and kind of that neutral zone where you're centered and not emotionally into one extreme or the other, not in judgment, and able to be in love energy. And how does the light ship help us with those things, which sound easy, but sometimes they're hard to actually practice on a daily basis?
Yes, well, I do special healings for that. One of those is the emotional clearing. And the emotional clearing allows you to be more in the moment, and it eliminates the charge, the emotional charge on events that you have had in this lifetime. So normally what happens is, for most people, they're continuously living their past. So what was brought up in front of them, whatever energy it was, whatever situation it was, if it was a negative experience, you're going to hold on to that. And since your body brought it up for you to experience this, then you're going to be going through the same experience over and over and over again until you actually change the energy on it. And normally people don't understand that, so they keep going through events. And it gets maybe worse each time you go through a situation. The energy kind of gets compounded. And eventually, if you don't understand what's happening, your physical body will get overloaded and die from that experience. It may not be the experience itself, but the energy is going to do that to you. So it's going to find some place in your body to store the energy. And normally, it'll probably be a body organ. And at that point, it'll become overstressed. And then at that point, energy blockages will occur. And then from there, you're going to actually have, you know, a physical death from that process of not understanding why you brought this energy into your life, because your spirit wants to heal it along with your body. So your spirit's there to help you, to push you forward, to heal the body. And from there, it's up to you to understand that. And it'll keep pushing it forward more and more, because your body wants to get well. And so it works hand in hand with your spirit to have this situation happen to you. Remember, you don't have much conscious control of it, because your body is programmed also through your astrological chart, and you go through stuff that way too. So it's all, in one sense, kind of like the blind leading the blind. You don't know what's going to happen to you in the next moment, because you're not fully conscious. Once you become more conscious and you can get relief from this emotional trauma that you've experienced, then you can actually take control of your life. And when I do the clearing, the 4-in-1 set with people, we actually have the help from your twin flame energy and your home base energy. At that point in time, you're able to get out of the karmic wheel here, and then you're fully responsible for your life, and then you're going to be more in tune, because you've had previous healings to accommodate that. So we do emotional healing, a past life healing, which is also emotional, going back to when you first incarnated here, that we call the sensory clearing. Then I do a mental clearing, and then you do the 4-in-1 set, and from there you're pretty much self-empowered. And what I'll do now for everybody is an emotional sampling. And remember, these samplings are only to show you that these healings actually work. And so it's very important to actually experience them here. And then you really need to get your whole life done, because the samples are not going to actually, it'll give you like a release of energy, from the past situation, which is probably the last 5 days, but it's not going to really do anything to you because you're still recycling these energies. It'll take away the traumas that you experienced, but it's not going to be a complete healing because it can't be. So here we go. So 5 days ago, cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, how does that feel to you?
Oh, it just—it's amazing how quickly that works. Like you, like instantaneously, I felt any kind of, feeling of weight just lift off as you counted that down, and it's just amazing to me how the light ship can do that. Can you actually talk a little bit about that, because it's just like nothing else.
Yes, well, what happens is, since the light ship created your body and it knows all about the energetic bodies that surround you that you cannot see, the light beams bring up the spiritual blueprints of these bodies and they start to clear them for you. And this is part of the ascension process. And this is what has to be done for the ascension. Just thinking good thoughts, loving yourself, loving others, doing good deeds, which is what most people talk about for ascension, because they really don't know. It's not really going to help you whatsoever during the ascension process. And this is why you must have your body cleaned out. This is why Jesus mentioned that you must be like childlike, you know, being like a very, very young person, so to speak, who's not caught up into judgment. Remember, children have perfect faith. You may notice that, and you have to kind of watch them so they don't hurt themselves, but they're strictly in that pure love energy and not realizing they can become harmed or hurt by situations around them. And this is where you really need to get back to, is to that state of innocence. And when you have emotional trauma stored in you, which come forward from your ancestors' judgments, then your body's telling you that, hey, I can die of this situation of having this judgment in me, so I'm going to bring the energy forward. And then you start your process of experiencing negative things in your life. And just the way the body wants to heal. And during the ascension time, it's so important that you want to get rid of these things instantly so you can move on and get the next one coming forward. And this is why these healings are so beneficial and so important to the ascension process. Because you must get them out of you so that your spirit can hold complete energy inside of your body. So we're going to do another sample clearing. And this is the feeling body. And this is like the other side of the coin to the emotional one. The emotional one sort of is what I call like the silver bullet. It takes care of so much. But the feeling energy is the energy which is designed for people who are really feelers. So the emotional energy is like you're going to put your finger into of the flame on a stove and you know you feel the burning of your finger a little bit because it gets pretty warm and you go, wow, jerk your arm back and you say, I'm not going to do that ever again because it is a little painful. Well, the feeling body is, you know, watching the blister form and suffering the pain and going into why I should have done that or shouldn't have done that, I mean, and beating yourself up and everything else. So you get into the whole drama of what actually happened. So that's actually your feelings. And some people don't live in the emotional body. They live in the feeling body. And they're really experiencing each individual event in their life. And they take everything to heart, we'll say. And from there, they get traumatized very easily because when you work with feelings, you actually are zeroing in more on the actual event, where in the emotional problem with people incur the situations, it's not so much of a focus to you, it's just an experience that you're going through. So we're going to do a feeling body one here. And I'd say probably about 20% of the people, after I do the emotional clearing, when I do the feeling body one for them, they feel a tremendous amount of relief. And if you don't live in feelings, you probably won't notice it too much, but about 20% of the people do actually feel a tremendous amount of energy leaving them. and it just depends where you live. Remember, you have your consciousness in different locations, different bodies. So here we go, feeling body sample. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So during these clearings, like we're doing right now, the light beings are actually working with everybody listening to the call right now. They have your database up, and they're clearing it for you instantly. This is why we claim that we're doing instantaneous healings, and they are, because the light beings do this for you. So here we go. We're going to do one more. This is for the people who are more on the mental plane, who think a lot, the big brain people here. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Hey, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay. Wow, that was wonderful. So how would you say that the emotions and the feeling body, like how do you know which one you each person lives in and which clearing is most important to do, or does it matter? You just go ahead and do them.
Well, what normally happens, once somebody has their emotional clearing done, and they feel like their whole life has changed instantly within an hour, which is what happens to, I'll say, probably everybody that's had this clearing. They want to know what they can do more. So what I recommend doing is a sample feeling body clearing. If you feel the energy on it at all, I try to do a sample for you, then you probably want it. If you don't feel anything, you may not need it. But for sure, you want to do a mental clearing. And the mental clearing is kind of like reorganizing, rebooting, we'll say, your home computer, doing like a system restore on it. It kind of aligns your mental faculties up so that you're able to think quicker and faster. And it can take away an awful lot of mind chatter. So the mental clearing is also needed. The sensory I'll do right now for a sample too. Now the sensory clearing, like we said before, is your past lives of your body. And what we're going to do now is go back to when your spirit first incarnated on the planet. So I'm going to go back from there and come forward. And most people typically incarnate probably about, 30,000 B.C. So we're going to go back to 25,000, and then we'll go 26,000, 27,000. And we'll just do these samples here just as a sample healing here. It won't take away all the energy, but it will take away a good deal of it here. So 25,000 B.C. cleared, 26,000 cleared, 27,000 cleared, and 28,000 cleared. So just see how your body's responding right now. And remember, there's many, many energies in between these times. There's a 100-year cycle in between, 25,000, 100, 200. We just did the major years here for you. I'll also do 29,000. There we go, and 30,000. Those are both cleared now. So that's a good sampling for you. You might feel energy flowing differently in your body now. Remember, your body is made up of your ancestors' beliefs, so whatever they believed is stored inside of you. You're the complete memory database of all of their experiences. This is what you need to get out of you for the ascension process, because these are all judgment energies, they're mind energies, and the mind energy is what you want to release because it's not heart energy. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you mentioned a little while ago, I think it was at the beginning of the hour, you were talking about the different clearings and that one of them is designed to actually reconnect people with their own home base and their true spiritual family and their twin flame energy. And we have a question on the fast chat about that, asking about the home base, whether that is similar to the creation light ship as far as holding 100% light integrity.
Yes, it does. So your home base energy is where you go to after you leave the light ship. And when you leave the light ship, then you're out to experience the universe. So every spirit that was created and who has left the light ship at the exact same time as you, you're all involved with the same spiritual energy, the same frequency of creation at that particular time. And so you're all created at the same time, so you have the same resonant frequency. and you go to a home base energy that is there, and that holds the same frequency, we'll say, as a light shift. So that would be your link back to the divine energy. But also your spirit also is always connected. And so you're always a part of the light shift with your spirit. This is why you never need to go back to the light shift, because you're already part of that system. So you never lose it. And it can never be taken away from you as long as you work in the universe of light. And what happens is the dark side comes in, especially now at the end of each 2,000-year cycle, and we're at one of these cycles right now, and the dark side wants to steal souls. This is why there's so many practitioners out now doing their modalities in the last 20 years, and a lot of them work with the cloned light energy. The darkness creates cloned light energy to fool you. This is why I always tell you to go to your heart center just before you go to a practitioner and see if that person is working in the light or not. And very few probably actually are. It may look like light with your mind, but your spirit knows the difference. So this is your only protection that you have. So you don't want to have part of your soul stolen away from you. Using human terms here, so I always use the word spirit. But they can take parts of you, bits and pieces of you, and just steal part of you anywhere in the dark universes. So it's up to you to know that and to beware of, you know, false practitioners. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, before we go to the light ship, because we're getting close to half past the hour, let's just take a minute to go over some of the important dates that are coming up soon that people might like to know about. I believe that 1 week from today is going to be the special four-hour Ascension Preparation monthly call. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. That's on the 11th, and it starts at 1 o'clock PST. If you're on the East Coast, then add 3 hours to it, so it'd be 4 o'clock. And it's a four-hour conference call, and you're on the live ship for 4 hours a time. The time goes by very, very quickly. So if you're thinking that it's going to be boring to you just to be on a conference call for 4 hours, believe me, it goes by in about 20 minutes. That's kind of what it feels like to you. So we do water charging. It's very, very nice. It's ascension preparation. It gives you a nice jump start toward that. They change your blood frequencies. They work with your cellular frequencies of your body. They work with your energetic bodies. Just many, many things happen. It's hard to describe what they're doing. But we normally work with the masters on the light shift. Some of those have incarnated down here in physical bodies. Most of them have not, because they're still light beings. But they're here to help you in the evolution, to help your body evolve. And remember, your spirit is already whole and complete. It doesn't need to know about ascension, because it knows how to do this anyway. But it's up to your body to do the changes. And the light ship will, during the ascension time, if part of you have actually went to the dark side, it will try to retrieve parts of you if it can, but there's no guarantee on that. So the whole thing is to work with your body so that your spirit can come fully into your body at the time of ascension, when there's no more universe of light in existence. And then at that point, your spirit can come to your blueprint of your body. And if it can re-energize it fully, which means that there's no energy blockages there from the past, then you can do the ascension process. And that has been done before here on this planet. We all know about different types of races that were here through the archaeological digs, and they find pottery and different things, houses, etc., artifacts, but there's no bones. So what happened to the bones? Well, the person actually transcended, went into ascension. So what's left here was the actual physical stuff that they worked with, lived with, and everything else that the body actually just left. And because the planet was did not go through the ascension last time, where the spirit left, people did go through the ascension process. There was we'll say, just a small portion of the population actually left who actually could stay heart-centered and not get into judgment and who have worked on themselves. But the rest of us basically, you know, with these bodies that we have here, have actually come back and got rematerialized in the darkness again here. And this is kind of how the ascension works. So the Earth Spirit chose not to do its evolution and abandon the spiritual blueprint of the planet here. It came back and re-energized it. So it was like, you know, the same story on a different day for another 2,000-year cycle. So this is what the ascension time is. This time the Earth Spirit is no longer going to re-energize the blueprint of the Earth. It's out of here. Been here, done that. And it has this new creation, and this new creation is going to be in what we would call 8D reality. And the Earth, the blueprint, will no longer be energized by the Earth Spirit, but if some other spirit wishes to energize it, it can. It's still available, but it will not hold life, human life, on the planet because our bodies resonate to the Earth Spirit's energy. It sustains life with us. So in one way of saying it, if the Earth Spirit will say were to die, all life on this planet would die with it. And so since it's not going to be energizing the Earth energy system, your body cannot sustain life here if it were to come back here. It's kind of like a fish out of water. But if the Earth Spirit will allow you, if you choose to, and you can come into your body with your spirit, you can live with the same resonant frequency, which it has now. Never changes, like yourself, you never change either with your spirit. And so a spirit frequency will allow your body to go into a different consciousness and live there. So it's up to you to do that. And that's the ascension process. And that's basically that in a nutshell. So hopefully you're able to work on yourself enough to do that process. It doesn't get done for you automatically. It's something that you must choose to do. Because the human race here has chosen to be in duality, unfortunately. And there's a lot to that, too, but I won't get into too much of it. But the main thing is that everybody has a choice, whether to be in love or to be in the duality of consciousness. And love energy does not work with duality. It works in the now, and that's all that there is the creation of the divine moment after moment after moment. So it's up to you to decide where you wish to live. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just to recap that about the upcoming conference call. So it's a week from today. It starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and it goes till 5 p.m. Pacific time. So it's a four-hour healing event, and that is very easy to do. If you're interested in participating in that, you just give Ron a call or an email and get set up for that. And you just call in. Most people use a speakerphone so that they can walk about their house or lay down and rest during the call, whatever they want to do. And there's the first 3 hours of it are healing on the lightship and also ascension preparation special things that they do for us there. And then the final hour is activating 7 gallons of water for each person. So you have, or it doesn't have to be a gallon, it can be, you know, a smaller bottle, but you get 7 bottles of water ready before the call, and then each one of those gets special light codes put into it that are just exactly for you, for your body, what you need for your healing process to be accelerated. So you drink one of those each day in succession, and that really helps as well. So that's a wonderful thing to participate in. It's happening once a month only, so it's a very special thing, and we don't know how many more there will be. It just depends on the ascension process. And Ron, I think we had a question actually about, I believe it was from Ed earlier this evening on the fast chat, wondering when the ascension will come and if it will happen before we have like a martial law situation here, something like that. So can you answer that question? Do you have any idea about the ascension as far as when it will happen?
I do not know. Typically, it could be 2012, which people talk about. Remember, that's a prediction from the dark side. Remember, the dark side knows a lot about the light, too, because they mimic the light. So it's very possible that that could be when it is. I would imagine that is referring to what's happening now with the large amount of money that we're giving away here. And what's happening, you mentioned about martial law, et cetera, and that could be true. I have no idea. I don't deal with earthly things like that. I'm here just to help people get into their bodies. I guess the next question that Ed would probably ask is the light ship going to come here to save us? I would say more than likely not, because the light ship is only concerned with ascension. This is why they come every 2,000 years. So it's up to you to save yourself. The ones that could more than likely help us out would be the, I use the term lightly here, the Galactic Federation, or you could say the Galactic Federation of Light. I don't see them doing much at all, but they could have done stuff a long time ago to help us out. So whether they're going to come in and actually help us out or not, I have no idea. My own gut reaction to that would be they haven't been here before, and you know, all they're doing is bringing us negativity here. Why would they want to come in and save us now? So remember, they live on our emotional traumas. So since a lot of people now may be having emotional traumas, they're loving it. So the more that they can tighten the screws on us on their end of these transmissions of mind control, making the people down here in charge, having mind control brought to them, the better off and the more able they are to take energy. So they're probably loving it. So I would not expect them to help us out. And the light ship is only concerned with the ascension process. This is why it comes. And so when you look at it on an overall situation, the light ship comes every 2,000 years to get rid of the darkness out of its creation. And I guess with Ed's way of talking here, we're heading more into darkness now. Well, at some point, since they only work from the now, they will do the ascension. Whether it's going to save people heartache and pain or whatever, or losing their house for foreclosures or whatever's happening, or the banks failing, you know, there's all different rumors like that. The light ship is really not concerned with that. They have their own time sequence. And remember, this is universal. It's not just on the earth here. And so they know when they're going to do the ascension, and the whole universe of light. If you look up in the sky and you look at all the planets, everything is turned off. There's nothing out there. Everything is like a void. And you could even say everything is like in the darkness then at that point. And then from there, the light comes back into the darkness and does its creations. So what you actually have is, I'm not using the word darkness as a dark side, it's that when you have no creation, there's, we'll just say, a void of light. And then the light comes in and everything's recreated over again. So this is the way that the light can get rid of the darkness out of its creation. So we're just going through the ride right now of probably what's happening, whether it's going to get better or worse, is really no concern of the light ship. They have improved our air quality. They have improved the sky itself. They have improved our water. But as far as them coming down to save us here, I would say very possibly not. But they are going to save themselves, which is everything in light, when the ascension time occurs. And that's on their own time sequence, their own time frame. So hope that answered your question here. And it's up to you to do your changes of yourself so that you're able to become more fully conscious and connect with your spirit and get your own guidance. This is what you should be doing continuously anyway. Even if we had no problem here with finances or whatever else, it's up to you to become more in your body, to get rid of entities, to be able to connect to your divinity inside of yourself. So let's go to the light ship. That sound okay with you, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'd like to ask one more question that we have on the fast track. Quickly before we go. And that is, someone's asking, you know, if they've had many clearings already, then how can they tell if they're ready for the ascension?
Ask your spirit. Everything that boils back down, you know, is actually to you. You have to connect with your spirit to see what you need. Find out if you have any more judgment stored. You know, do some of my sample clearings. There's some on YouTube. And just see if those clearings affect you. If they affect you, then more than likely, you know, that body's not cleaned out. This is why I put on the website the up-to-date clearings for people. So if you've had a clearing in the past, and actually say you had a clearing 2 years ago, you can go on there and get brought up to date by going into that section there and clicking on the healing that you had, and you can re-enter back into the healing over again if you wish to clear up a trauma that you may have had or whatever from the last clearing that you had. Remember, each day we have more stuff piled onto us, so this makes it possible that you're able to stay up to date. You can go on as many times as you like on that particular healing and really get cleaned out good. So if you had traumas, maybe 10 traumas in one day, and you wanted to go on it 10 times, after you reach trauma, it'll clear it out of you, and you're caught up to date. So that's very wonderful. As far as how many clearings you need, that's up to you. Like I said, you have to connect with your spirit. I can do a sample clearing for you, like on this show. And if you feel anything that you may need, if your body feels it, then you probably need the clearing. If you're not aware of that, then connect with your spirit and see what your spirit is telling you. And that's about all I can really tell you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that's great. Good advice. Go within, ask your spirit, and yes, let's go to the light ship now before we run out of time.
Okay, so this is new to everybody. What happens is you're taken up out of time. You're still physically where you are. And the light beings will work with you. You select your doctor teams. The healings are between you and the doctors on the light ship. And the light ship will appear to be physical when you go on it. So you may actually see a lot of silver. You might feel the floor. You might be able to see the light beams. You might be able to sense their energy if you can't physically see them. Normally, I'd say almost everybody will feel more relaxed at the very end of the session here. And you may feel maybe warmth or tingles in your body. What I'll do is narrate and tell you what room we're going into. We're in more than one room at one time, but I can only see one room at one time, so you can focus on that. If you wish to bring any animals or pets up, you can. So here we go. We're going to go up really slow through the white light tunnel right now. So just think of your animals and pets if you wish to bring them along, or maybe place them on your lap or next to you. And here we go. So I'll just count to 10 as we go through the white light tunnel. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, they're scanning us right now to see what type of beings we are. Remember, the light ship works with all, we'll say, sentient beings, all conscious beings throughout the universe, and we're just one particular energy that they're working with. So they want to find out who we are, what we are, what our problems are. They check out our DNA, and they start to do physical work with us. So here we go. We're going into the first room. We are already selected our doctor team. And as like most of the conference calls that I have, we're going into the hot tub room first. This is pretty standard. And this is going to help you to eliminate toxins out of your body. If you're very toxic, you may feel your body break out into a sweat right now. You may feel the temperature increase. So here we go. We're in this room right now. And we're going into another location. We're going to go into the room where they can help to release pain out of our body. This we call the pain release room. So again, you want to request your healing. Remember, the light only works in the now. And so they'll work with you. And then you have to request healing if you still have a problem in that particular area that you know about. They'll never work against your free will. So if you like the pain, If they, and you say, that's enough for me, then they'll stop. So here we go. We're in the pain release room. Next, we're going to go into a room where they have the water light beams. I think we're going to see the turtles this time. I see turtles energy. So here comes the turtles. There's three turtles. And when we go into the rooms where the light beams are, there's always three of them working with us. So you may feel some turtle energy. If you wish to put your hand out in front of you, you can actually feel the shell of the turtle. I want to move your hand up and down, back and forth. Be both hands, have your palms forward. They'll normally stop about a foot away from your body. And just kind of sense the energy. And that's the turtle energy. Again, you want to request inside of your head for a healing. The short calls, I recommend just maybe asking for one or two particular things. On our one-hour conference calls, normally we ask probably maybe four or five things that we can work with here. And next we're going into another room. And this is the waterfall room. This is going to help to cleanse our energetic bodies. It's like an aura cleansing around us. And this time we have the pink energy. And that's coming around us right now. So you may feel your body changing frequencies a little bit. Remember, your spirit always stays at the same frequency, but your body can actually change as the densities come off on it. So you're actually getting rid of the densities and you're bringing in more light, which is a higher frequency than the darkness, into your body. So here we go. We're in this room. And next we're going into another location. And this location has like little raindrops. And these are silver raindrops. And they're going to be all around your body again. Where these are for body clearings. And they work with your DNA, check you out, see what's wrong with you, and work with the energetic bodies around you. These all make up the physical body that's physical on this planet here. We're going into one other location. And I think we're going to go into the room. I'm seeing the bird room. So this is where the birds are. Remember, there's many life forms on the light ship. And you may feel the birds or hear them chirping. And you might actually sense their wings flapping. And they're singing their beautiful songs for healing. So I'll let you sit with this energy for about a minute here and experience these rooms that you've been in. So I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, I'm going to go into a room where they have the bees and the beautiful flowers. So we're going to be having some honey on the light ship here with the beautiful flowers. Some of these flowers are about 10 foot in diameter. Some are smaller. So we're having some of this wonderful nectar type of honey being put onto our finger. And we're now going to put it onto our tongue, so you may feel your saliva changing. This is a physical experience on the light ship. And we're having some more of this wonderful honey. And that's great. We're going to go into a room where they have some more of the water entities, the beautiful light beings here. And these light beings are the seals, so we're going to have three seals do some healing work with us. And here they are. So again, you may want to put your hands out in front of yourself here. Move them up and down, back and forth to actually feel the skin on the seals here. Remember, you're taking up out of time. You're there physically right now, having this exact same experience that I'm talking about. So, and you want to stay in your body naturally because you don't want to do a meditation, because normally when you meditate, you're out of your body. and you're going to be losing your healing, so you want to stay fully conscious. Next, we're going into a room, and they'll start working with the inside of our mouth. So this is where they do like dental work. They work with our gums. They check out our tongue, our esophagus, our teeth. If you have a cavity, you may want to request healing there. They can do work on TMJ, do jaw alignments, etc. Just many, many things. So just request your healing now. They're also working with their sinuses. And there's different teams. There's probably about 8 teams working with us. That's basically head-related as far as the healings. Some are working with their ears and their eyes. I see them adjusting the plates on the top of our head right now. Another team is starting to work on the back of our neck. So just kind of relax. You may feel the energy moving in your body. Another team is working to help eliminate arthritis, we'll say, or we'll just say stiff joints even. So we have our feet and our hands put into some solution now. And it's kind of thick. It's a gel. And the color this time happens to be... it's kind of like a brownish silver-colored solution. And it's going up past our wrist, and you may actually feel your feet and your hands buzz right now during this process. We're going into another room where they're going to help to maybe jumpstart our immune system some more. So this here is going to make your body really heat up if you have a problem there. So you're going to feel your temperature change in about a minute. And we'll be coming back from the light ship in about a minute also. So if you're feeling your body change temperature right now, that's because your immune system is a little bit weak, and they're helping you with it right now. Remember, your body will respond to healings, whether you believe it or not. And the way you can detect a healing or something that's happening energetically with you is that your body will normally have tingles put into it. You may break out into a sweat, like I said. You might feel a slight warmth in your body. Some people would actually have the hairs on their arms, maybe stand up on end. All these are physical manifestations that something is happening to you. So we're getting ready to come back down from the light ship. So we're going to go down through the tunnel slowly, but we're first thanking the doctor teams in the orientation room. And all these healings are between you and the light beams. Remember, this is the same light ship that Jesus used for his healings 2,000 years ago. So if you have any animals or pets, they're not coming back to you right now. And we're going to go down the white light tunnel very slowly. So I'll just count to 10 again. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to see the actual energy from the white light tunnel. So here we go. We're coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're back here, which means that we never left here, but we did leave when we weren't here. So we're no longer on the light ship out of time. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you. Are you still there?
Okay, well, we've just got a couple of minutes left, so I know you'd probably like to mention the New York events for people that might like to see you there.
Yeah, I'll be at the New Life Expo in Manhattan, and it's October 17, 18, and 19. And then the following week, I believe starting on Saturday, I'll be at the Edgar Cayce Center, the ARE Center, also in Manhattan, and I'll have 4 different workshops there. At the New Life Expo, I have a lecture Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and a workshop on Sunday. So if you want to see me, you can. Just come and say hi to me. Our booth number is 219, and we're going to be having the Light Infusion Chamber there. It's very, very successful. People love it. And you can have a lot of healing taking place in a short amount of time. The light infusion chamber is a direct link to the light ship. And what happens is when you're in there, you have a tremendous amount of energy coming to you. And it takes away a lot of your stuff around you. It cleans your auric field, cleans the holes in your aura. I've had people who've had pain in their body for years. Within a couple of minutes, the pain's released. It's just incredible what it does. So hope to see you all there. If you're listening and you're on the East Coast here, I get a lot of people from Philadelphia coming over. So I hope to see all of you there. So see me at my booth, 219. And I'd like to at least know that you listen to BBS. That'd be great. And hopefully you could talk about your healings, too, that you've had on the BBS show, and also if you had any personal sessions with me. So anyway, I guess I'll be signing off here. It's about that time again. Our next program will be Monday, and it's 4 o'clock PST. And we hope to see you on the BBS show here. So I'll say blessings to all of you. I also do one-hour conference calls for only $20, so the healings are very, very reasonable. So anyway, those are Mondays and Fridays. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a very wonderful evening. And we'll...
Good night, everyone. See you Monday.